B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Here's a term that I learned from watching CSI. A BOLO alert was put out.
BOLO alert.
Yeah, that means be on the lookout.
Uh-huh.
The Knox County Sheriff's Office issued one for a tiger. This is in Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen. A tiger that was seen a night after reports of the big animal being spotted in southeast Knoxville. A trap was
not usually where you find tigers.
No, those are in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
A trap was later set and removed Thursday by the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. The reported tiger has not been located as of Thursday afternoon. Yeah.
Could you imagine if you rounded the corner and saw a tiger?
Police and representatives with Tiger Haven were working to locate a tiger that was spotted by a Knox County deputy.
And then I saw a tiger.
What do you want to bet Joe Exotic is, like, frantically emailing them saying, I'll take care of this problem for you.
Yeah. I have a good record of taking care of some of them and then killing the rest.
A humane bear trap using a rotisserie chicken as bait had been set for the animal, but it was later removed due to inactivity.
I love rotisserie chicken.
An officer was posted nearby to continue to monitor the area. If captured, it will be taken to the Tiger Haven. But as of now, they haven't found it from all I can see.
That's unnerving.
Listen to this, man. This is in Luzerne County. This is in Wilkes-Barre. A man is now being charged after he wiped his vomit all over clothing at the Wyoming Valley Mall H&M store yesterday.
Why?
So according to police, the man entered the store, started throwing up, then stood up and wiped the vomit on 42 clothing items before leaving.
42?
Yeah. He must have been running down the aisle, you know, running
projectile vomiting.
The man
was what my wife shops.
He was allegedly last seen leaving the parking lot in a black Acura. The cost damage is $859, and police are looking for him. They have no idea who this guy was. Came in, puked, and left. A Papa John's delivery driver dropping off a pizza in Miami-Dade County came back to find that their car had been swiped by a pair of thieves. Police said the two suspects got it in the car. Soon after, officers spotted the car, and a short chase ensued. The two men took off after abandoning the car on the railroad tracks. It was then hit by a train as officers set up a perimeter.
No!
No one was injured, but officers are still looking for the two men, described as black males approximately 18 to 25 years old.
Is it a specific Papa John's vehicle, or was it just one of their own vehicles?
It said a Papa John's delivery driver, so yeah, I don't know if it was a Papa John's vehicle.
No, because Domino's has those special vehicles with the heated compartments.
Yeah, I don't know if they do at Papa John's, so they're asking anyone who has information to contact Crime Stoppers. Alligators are common in Florida, but this guy had a different encounter. The Polk County Sheriff's Office wrote in a Twitter post that a sheriff's deputy responded to a home on a report of an alligator in a storage shed and arrived to find it was actually an inflatable pool toy.
Did you see this thing, though?
It looked real.
It looks pretty real.
I agreed. Yeah. I could see somebody opening the door and then shutting it real quick.
I mean,
there was an alligator in there.
Skin texture and everything is pretty good.
The tweet says, Deputy Trexler went to a call about an alligator in storage shed. He came, he saw, he conquered the beast. He even knocked the wind out of it, literally. The gator turned out to be...
I deflated it!
A pool floating. A woman from upstate New York managed to get arrested several times. In fact, three times over 2 days after repeatedly calling 911 to scream and yell at operators. Christine Delberto of Saugerties had been arrested a total of 106 times in the last 4 years.
Jeez.
But the issues over the weekend began early Friday morning after she repeatedly called local police for hours. She was arrested and...
Who can I call after doing it?
After berating...
And I did it for you.
Oh, my God.
Not about that.
I forgot about that. That phone call was so great. Oh, my God. All right, anyway, she was arrested after berating emergency dispatchers and screaming obscenities.
I know what I'm doing!
She also started calling the county 911 center and doing the same. She was charged with a misdemeanor count of obstruction of governmental administration, and then early Saturday morning, she repeated her behavior, was again calling and yelling. Was arrested, and this time she was transported to a local hospital because she was so intoxicated. She was processed on another misdemeanor charge of obstruction of governmental administration. And she had to undergo a mental health evaluation.
Of course. She's a loon.
One last story. A man from Florida is facing several charges after deputies say he stole mail from a woman while he was wearing only his underwear.
And you can't do that. You need to be fully dressed when you steal mail.
And it's one of these guys where you got to see the mugshot. This, you know. Deputies responded to the call, and they heard the bizarre story from the homeowner. The woman told authorities that she came outside to find a male in his undergarments taking mail out of her mailbox.
Listen, I'll be the first to admit it got away from me.
When she asked what he was doing, 64-year-old David Dunaway began yelling incoherently and attempted... and attempted to attack her while she was in her vehicle. Dunaway swung at her through the car window.
Oh, my God.
But only hit her with the stolen mail. The woman drove a short distance away to put space between the two, but Dunaway chased after her. She pulled out a handgun that she had in the vehicle and told Dunaway she'd shoot him if he kept coming after
her. This guy looks like something you put on your front lawn for Halloween.
Yeah, look at you, right. He's emaciated. He's got long facial hair, long hair, and
he looks fake.
On top. Yeah, he does look fake. He looks like a zombie.
Yeah,
mannequin of some type. Dunaway then took off down the road where she resides, and Dunaway was arrested after charged with burglary with assault or battery, resisting an officer, and so on.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A teenager was rushed to the hospital after a 4-foot-long python hiding in the toilet bit his penis, leaving blood spurting everywhere.
Did you see the picture of the toilet?
I did.
Yeah.
Syrafop.
Oh, wrong one.
You love the smell of your...
Nope, wrong one.
Oh, my boy.
There we go. There you go.
Syrafop Mesakurat went to the bathroom when he felt a sudden searing pain in his manhood. He looked down, saw the python with its jaws clamped around the tip of his penis.
Oh, my God.
Syrafop said that he screamed in terror during the incident.
My ball!
This was in Thailand, by the way. He was rushed to a nearby hospital so his injuries could be treated. Doctors gave Syrafop 3 stitches in the glands at the tip of the penis and treated the bite wound with antibiotic wash to kill any bacteria from the python's fangs.
Thankfully, it was a smaller python, right?
Yes, it was. Well, it's 4 feet long, so okay. Yeah, it wasn't a giant one, but still.
Still, any python that bites your unit is a bad python.
And Syrafop said in a quote, "I hope that my penis can recover." Animal handlers arrived at the home and began searching for the snake, which was still coiled up in the toilet bowl.
And Syrafop's penis, and I hope I recover too.
They used snake-catching equipment to snare the python. They put it in a sack before releasing it back into the woodland.
So how does the... I've never understood how a snake gains access...
Yeah, to the toilet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Japanese rescuers were searching this past Thursday for a livestock ship that a survivor said sank with 42 crew members aboard during rough water off a southern Japanese island. A crew member was rescued after the Japanese Navy surveillance aircraft spotted him wearing a life vest, waving while bobbing in the water. Steve, also, the ship was an 11-ton Gulf livestock ship, was carrying 5,800 cows in it. They went under as well, and of course...
It was an utter catastrophe.
Thank you. Yeah. It's the only reason I brought this story up. And I realized that we could use... For once, I realized it you was an utter it. Catastrophe.
Yes, it was an utter catastrophe because of
Now, people died, and that was horrible, but
yes,
a lot of
cows
did as well, and that was an utter catastrophe. A Lycoming County man has been sentenced 48 years to state prison for being drunk when his speeding pickup truck... struck the back of a horse-drawn buggy. This was back in 2017, injuring 6 members of an Amish family. Christopher Whitney Cranmer was the man. He was charged with all kinds of stuff. The judge...
I think I remember this.
Judge Mark Lavecchio said that he would like to have imposed a longer sentence, but accepts a plea agreement because he recognized that the Amish likely would not participate in the trial. I guess it's not... They don't go to the trials. And the victim did not submit a victim impact statement that said he said would have given him insight into the severity of the injuries.
What's the mindset of the Amish community when it comes to things like this? Forgive and forget?
I don't really. It may be.
Yeah.
It may be. But it's interesting. What's interesting is what the judge said to him. So Lavecchio noted Cranmer has 10 adult convictions, 3 as a juvenile. He has parole revoked 3 times. Lavecchio said or he told LaVecchio and said, you don't have a clue what you've done to your life and to others. He said, if you continue your ways, you will die a horrible death. This was a 6 DUI conviction in Pennsylvania. And he says, the judge says he expects Kramer to start drinking again when he gets out of prison. And he said, maybe you could do the community a favor, move to the wilderness somewhere and just drink yourself to death.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. He's in need of a liver transplant, and he said it was destroyed by medicine prescribed for colitis. But the need for a new liver is related to alcohol use, LaVecchio countered, pointing out that those with colitis are not allowed to drink. So
that's heavy duty.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But he said, the judge is right. Yeah. Stop it.
Kentucky man accused of stealing a police canine had allegedly used Vienna sausages to lure the dog away from the deputy's property.
Oh, bastard.
Sheriff's deputy responded to a report of 26-year-old Brandon Harmon trespassing. He met with the suspect who asked for a ride so he could point out a weed trimmer that had been stolen.
Look it over there. It's a weed trimmer.
Upon their arrival, the deputy realized the weed trimmer was not the one in question.
Uh-huh.
Harmon then charged these.
This one had a mustache.
Harmon then changed the subject and asked the deputy if the sheriff's office knew what had happened to its canine that had been taken from a deputy's fenced-in property on August 8th. The canine had been found later that month after going missing. The deputy confronted Harmon about the canine's brief disappearance, at which Harmon admitted that he coaxed him out with Vienna sausages.
Where are the sausages?
So he was.
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
You said you'd bring me sausages.
He loved
it. I don't see no sausages. Yeah. I want sausages. Sausages are good. Sausages are good.
So Harmon was arrested and.
Sausages.
And charged.
I want sausages. I want.
Any chance to play the sausage?
Yeah.
He didn't say why he did it, and they don't know. He was sentenced and charged with theft by unlawful taking and second-degree criminal trespassing as well.
Felony use of a sausage.
The Vienna. My dad used to call them Vienna sausages.
Vienna sausages.
Yeah. That's how southern my family is. Vienna sausages, Dad. All right. Do we have to wrap it up now?
Yeah, you need to do one more.
Okay. One last story. North Yorkshire police in England say 80-year-old Harry Harvey was reported missing Sunday afternoon after becoming separated from his hiking partner in a national park. A four-day search followed, but it was called off on Wednesday when a wildlife photographer spotted Harvey at a pub during a press conference planned by his family and rescuers to spread the word of his disappearance.
So he's in the pub where they're doing the public statement to get people to help look for him.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Harvey told reporters he got lost during a hailstorm and ended up camping out for 3 nights with equipment that he carried with him to hike.
Question, is there a reward for his discovery?
He was in good health and was not injured, but he was hungry.
That's great.
Yep, he was right there. And there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.